You are now listening to Off
the Record. Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel Pierman, and you're listening to Off the Rails. I'm here joined with Gabe.
Hello.
And Brody.
Hello.
And today's a very, very interesting Wednesday morning. It's the 31st.
It is the 31st. It's the end of the month.
This is the second episode of Off the Rails in 2024.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Crazy.
We're already halfway through.
Man.
What did this show start in 2022?
It started quite a while back. Not even 22.
21?
It started before that. Because it started when Ryan was here, Max was here, and I forgot the third guy. I'm so sorry.
You think he still listens?
Probably. He's probably listening right now thinking, man, this is the guy that got passed down the legacy? This guy right here? What a goof.
Can we convince him to call in?
Maybe. You'd have to find him. I don't know where he is now. I don't know what he's doing now, where he went.
If you were ever on this show, can you call us, please?
Yeah. Whoever number three is.
Imagine we just get a call right there.
Oh, dude.
That'd be crazy. So
perfect timing that would have been. Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy to think we're halfway gone.
I mean, or we're halfway young. I don't know.
What?
What?
That doesn't make sense, Gabe.
You know the year, like, the school year is almost halfway.
23 years young.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's absolutely insane. Cooper, that was number three. Cooper, I'm sorry, Coop. Listen, man, I didn't mean to forget you. You're here in spirit and on paper. Thank you.
This single sheet of paper we have stuck to the wall.
Here we go, Cooper. You're going to have yourself a nice little seat right here on the box.
We're imagining he's here.
Yeah.
He's participating.
He's here in spirit. Him, Ryan, and Max are all here in spirit, all here in soul. Now, Gabe, before the show started, you presented me with something you wanted me to try.
Yes.
And
so
I'm curious about it, so could you tell me what I'm about to eat right here?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it says
Mexican
watermelon
candy.
Flavor, sabor, sin, I don't, okay. Oh,
let me take a peek. Let me take a peek for all the listeners out there. He has handed me
I'll give you a little backstory. I went way down south past Greenwood, way south, near Bloomington-ish. But there was a little mall that had a candy store in it. And at that candy store, I got like four little treats, whatever, for myself. And that was one of them. It's Mexican candy. It has like a spicy, salty outside and then a watermelon inside.
So it's kind of like a Sour Patch Kids, except not sour.
Not sour.
But spicy.
Yes.
So what you're telling me is the moment I put this thing in my mouth, it's going to burn.
No, you got about 15 seconds before it gets a little spicy. It's not crazy. It's like mild sauce.
All right. Well, we're going to do this on air, I guess. Trying candy. Brody, I'm sorry you don't have a piece to try. Oh my gosh.
I'm okay.
This is a massive piece of candy.
It is.
It is like the size of a guitar pick. It is huge. Am I going to be safe eating this?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to kill you.
It's not going to kill
you. If it's too spicy, bite into it. Because then it'll release the sweet inside.
All right, you heard it here, folks. First time trying spicy candy, I guess. Here we go.
Let's see.
All right, so you're right. It is salty.
Yeah.
That's a weird... Wow. Wow.
You can already tell on his face. You can tell he's already feeling it.
It's
spicy?
No, not spicy, but very salty.
Yeah,
why is it salty?
So it's like it's Mexican candy. Flaky outside. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's like chili flakes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think chili flakes are salty.
I don't know.
They're spicy.
Mm-hmm.
How many chili flakes have you eaten?
On pizza? Probably a lot.
Yeah, I've eaten a lot of chili flakes. Oh, there's a spice.
There it is.
It's kicking. All right.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
It should take you about 2-3 minutes to get through the outside to get to the sweet center.
3 minutes?
About.
I gotta have this thing in my mouth for 3 minutes?
I mean, if you can't enjoy it, just bite through.
I mean, no. I think that we should do the episode while I'm trying to figure this thing out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
What do you have to say? What do you want to talk about today?
For right now, I am. Wow. Okay.
He's got.
He's got water. Here we go.
Cooling it down.
Okay. No, it's just so salty. Oh my gosh, it's salty.
I ate like 20 of those.
How are you standing?
I don't think that's good for you.
I mean, they were really good though.
Like, I'll admit, it's interesting.
You go six back to back, and then it starts like actually
six back to back. I don't even think I could do that with a warhead.
I got warheads too.
You got warheads too. Oh, beautiful, exquisite. Oh,
and, caffeine coffee bar, whatever.
Huh?
It was like a full cup of coffee and a chocolate bar.
Did you guys see the new chip challenge that came out? That's not the spicy one.
Oh, not the spicy one?
Yeah, it's a salty one now. It's a green and blue chip.
Why is it always got to be salty, man?
And it's like green and blue. And it's like not dangerous, I guess, because it's not like hot. It's just salty.
It's still going to be painful.
Oh, yeah, probably. I mean, it's like why wouldn't it be?
You ever see like the deer that licks salt licks?
Lakes?
Like salt licks.
Oh,
like,
licks?
It's yeah, like a just Himalayan. A giant rock of salt.
I wish I had a giant rock of salt.
Same here. That would be so tasty, man.
Nuh-uh.
I love salt.
Nah, I just put it over except a lamp
for,
and
except for when it's in this kind of quantity. Like, why?
Yeah, how's it going?
How's it going over there?
Okay, check in. I can taste the watermelon-iness.
There you go.
There we go.
It's still salty, but the spice that comes with it isn't like a burn sensation of, oh my goodness, my mouth hurts, I'm going to collapse. It is subtle.
It's like an aftertaste almost.
Which is strange. Sorry about that. Okay.
We should do live like Mexican candy.
Oh
tests.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We should do the Bean Boozled.
No.
Chili thing.
I might actually throw up.
Hey, yeah. We got a trash can in here.
I might. We have a tiny trash can with a probably just a plastic bag as the trash can.
That is all that we is. Need.
I'm not throwing. I'm not subjecting myself
we
to that
one. We
need to
do here. Some sort of quiz thing for it.
Make it a game.
Because you can't just be like, okay, spin the wheel, see if you get anything good or bad. Because there's got to be something you got to do.
True. Yeah.
Spinning the wheel's got to be a punishment for something. So we got to organize this. It's a good idea, though. Now, we'll anyways.
Imagine the people on game had to eat Bean Boozled if they got it wrong. I don't think I would volunteer to go on.
Dude, it would make game 1,000 times more interesting. Landon, if you are hearing this, I know you're hearing this over there in the other studio. He's probably working really hard, and he's not really paying attention. Listen, take this idea. If the people lose, they have to eat 5 Bean Boozled beans all at once.
5?
5 at once. At once. Think about that.
Just do one at a time.
Oh, no. Listen, it is your punishment for losing. You must lose a second time.
Man. No.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Game's just like, man. Nah, I'm good.
I just gave this man spicy candy. I don't think anybody deserves anything worse. Honestly.
Is it good now?
It's really good.
Yeah, see?
Is it the watermelon? You get the watermelon.
My question is, why was it salty?
It's like Mexico. A warhead, you know?
Yeah, but like, think about warheads. Is it's sour. It burns. You can feel your tongue start to get wrinkly. But this is just salt.
Yeah.
It's just salt.
It's a different kind. You know?
It's strange. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's just really, really different.
Back 2 years ago, I was in AP Human Geography, and we had to learn every country and all of their, like, little states, right? After every big, like, continent test, the teacher would give us regional candy because we all took that big test. And the Mexican one was my favorite because, like, Spain was in there. A lot of other stuff, but it was a bunch of candy with, like, spicy stuff on the outside. It was a very, like, interesting palate changer. I really want to, like, find a bunch of those candies and bring them in because it would be phenomenal to watch you try them and, like, read them out and be like, this is exactly what this was.
Are we going to be – I'm not turning this into a food review show.
We need to get those Japanese, like, sodas that have, like, the cool balls in them.
The,
have you?
Yeah. The little glass ball? Yeah, you can find them at Walmart. You gotta go really searching for them, though. Yeah. They appear in random places. Like, sometimes they'll be down, like, the soda aisle. Once in a while, they'll just appear down a random, like, sauce aisle. It's weird. Yeah. They just keep appearing and disappearing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, before I came in here, there was actually a topic I wanted to talk about, which was Bionicles.
What? The Did toys?
Yeah, like the toy.
Lego Bionicles?
I forgot to push the button.
Yep.
Bionicles.
The toys?
Yeah.
That kind of were like Legos?
Yeah, kind of. They were the best Legos.
They were the fun ones.
You put them together, build like a little action hero, and then...
Usually like Transformers collab with them and stuff.
No.
Transformers did not collab
with them. No, they never collab with them?
Mm. No.
But pre-Bionicle, it was Hero Factory.
Mm-hmm. And Hero Factory was my stuff, man. Let me tell you.
They had a video game that I played for, like, at least 15 hours as a kid.
Dude, Hero Factory, I watched all the movies, all the Hero Factory movies that came out.
There was a big one that
they
I
were
watched.
It was all great. Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
They were so high budget, too.
Yeah, they were amazing.
For, like, Lego movies, they were, like, pre Chuck Powers, whatever.
They just had a certain quality to them. Did you ever deal with Hero Factory, Brody?
No.
You didn't deal with that?
No.
Ever? You didn't deal with Bionicles?
Not really. I know what they are to the point because I've seen them, but I don't. I never ever kind of did any of that. I was more of a Lego kid or was more of like a...
They are Legos.
More of like a video game kid than I was, like playing with Legos and stuff.
So you're telling me not once did you ever get your hands on a Bionicle?
Maybe once.
Or a Hero Factory set.
I think maybe once I got a Bionicle, but I don't remember. I couldn't tell you what set it was for the Bionicle.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the names for any of the sets or any of the characters, but what I do know is we had a massive bucket that we just filled with our Hero Factory stuff. You guys have a Lego bucket like that, too?
No? I gave mine to my cousins.
I never got enough to have that. Because
they were younger than me.
You willingly gave it away?
No.
No? Oh.
It just happened.
It just happened. Yeah. I am sorry for your loss, my friend. Like, that is... do we have a sad noise here? I know we got a... I know we got, like, a crying baby, but...
I'll go with the crying baby.
Okay, crying baby for 200.
Yep.
I'm so sorry for you, man. That this is me expressing...
How does it go?
How much? At 12 seconds.
It's a lot of
Thank you so much.
Crying baby.
Yeah. Babies don't cry for a short amount of time, believe it or not. Unless they're doing it for attention. Then they usually do it and stop. Then do it and stop. Babies are weird.
Yeah.
They're very strange.
They're kind of like
communicate
cats.
With them to understand what they want.
You got
to
give them hand signals, though. They don't really... They can't really talk.
You can teach them sign language.
Well, yeah. But they don't fully comprehend it.
I did as a kid. I was able to express to my mother that I wanted to take a bath and I liked giraffes. Those were like the two.
Can you show the hand signals for all our listeners?
One, if you make like a G with your hand, it's sign language, right? It's like two fingers and a thumb and you rub it along your neck up and down. That's like giraffe, right? Because it's like giraffes have long necks.
So just...
It's like wrap...
Yeah, so if you grab your throat, that means giraffe. Gotcha.
Yeah, but you have to do the motion, too. And then bath is you, like, make two fists and then rub them on your chest up and down.
You make two fists and start fighting the people that are trying to give you a bath.
Yeah. No.
As a baby, that would go really well. No.
Yeah, you would lose. I feel like any matchup as a baby, you would just lose. Unless, like, it was
against... A worm.
Okay,
beat a worm.
Yeah. Babies can beat worms.
You can be a spider.
They can be a spider.
No, as a child, I could not beat a spider.
Oh, no. Anybody can beat a spider if you're brave enough.
If you have enough will.
Momentum.
Will.
I cried and took off.
If you're a baby and you move fast enough, you can absolutely decimate
a
spider.
What are we counting as a baby?
Counting as a baby.
How old are you until you grow out of a toddler? Into a toddler.
Into a toddler? I'd say you become a toddler when you start actually walking. When you start walking on your own without any assistance, that's like toddler age.
Gotcha.
Before that, you're just a baby.
Gotcha.
So that's between like 8 months and like 1 year and 6 months.
And baby is not that long lasted. Babies don't last that long, huh?
They last pretty decent amount, like a few months.
And then they evolve.
And then it's a toddler till like.
Sounds like we're talking about expiration dates.
We are.
It's
on children.
Yeah,
my baby expires.
We're still
months.
Children technically. Well, Pyramid's not.
Well, I'm not a.
Legally,
not a child.
He's not a child.
Legally,
mentally,
he's not a child.
He is.
Mentally,
emotionally.
Well, mentally, he has a Spider-Man shirt on right now. So yeah.
Mentally, I am wearing a Spider-Man shirt. So, if that tells you anything.
I think we're all still children.
We're all
I'm wearing
still
a Star Wars shirt, so to be fair, it's underneath my hoodie though.
I'm not. You know, I'm wearing.
You're wearing.
I'm wearing
a Boston
Celtics hoodie and then cargo pants.
Yeah,
and,
you are a child.
And Jordan.
My shirt glows in the
and
dark too.
Dunks.
Yeah, we are. Believe it or not, we're all just a bunch of nerds, in some fashion.
Like, well, we all have our special interests.
Well, yeah, we're all a little geeky. That's.
Over our one kind of topic.
Over our one topic, yeah.
What topic do you think we would all agree on?
We would all agree
like
on?
Like, all of us would know about.
All of us would know
extensive
about.
Knowledge.
Well,
video games.
Okay. Well,
what kind of video games?
What kind of video games?
Because there's some video games I don't know anything about. Like, RPGs, never played one.
Man.
Not even, like, Devil
no,
May Cry.
No, I played Undertale. I did play Undertale.
There you go.
That's it. That's literally the only RPG I've ever played.
That counts, I guess.
Yeah,
but
it does.
You, like, you've never played Devil May Cry.
Nope.
Metal Gear.
Mm-mm.
You've never played. Oh shoot. Anything?
Mm-mm.
Not even like Fallout.
Mm-mm.
No.
Dude, not even Fallout.
Mm-mm.
That is. Wow.
You catch me on Spider-Man. You catch me on 2K. You catch me on Madden.
Spider-Man, that
action.
Counts.
Spider-Man is not an RPG though.
Yeah,
not
it is.
Really.
You play as Spider-Man.
But RPG is like you. It's a turn based.
No.
Devil May Cry is not a turn-based game. If
I played, let me think. I've played Call of Duty,
no.
Spider-Man,
maybe.
What's the one series? It had the recent most game had the guy from Breaking Bad, Gus, as the villain.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking
Far
about?
Cry?
Far Cry. I've played Far Cry.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah,
you're listing RPGs right now. What do you mean you've never played one?
I just feel like RPGs are something that I'm not thinking of. I'm thinking
you in a different category.
Yeah,
you're thinking
turn-based action.
Yeah, kind of like
turn-based. Turn-based games are completely different. Yeah. That's like XCOM,
Baldur's
overlap,
Gate.
Though.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate is a good RPG as well.
I'm not a turn-based game kind of guy. I like getting into the action, being fully fledged in it. So a lot of FPS.
God of War. I played both God of Wars.
That's an RPG too.
I've played. Yeah,
you have played several RPGs.
Yeah.
When the storyline is built out for you,
true.
And you're playing through an entire campaign, and that's like the big thing. It is an RPG.
I'm trying to think. Would we count Doom Slayer?
Doom?
I feel like Doom Slayer is more of a hack and slash.
Doom is an arcade shooter,
yeah.
But it definitely counts in some categories.
If you're playing the campaign.
Yeah,
yes.
It definitely counts as an RPG because you are playing the role of
Doom Guy.
Of Doom himself.
Doom Guy.
The
big
man
Doom guy.
Himself.
Scary
who
guy.
Is very cool dude. Very powerful.
He's in Fortnite.
But like, if I feel like if I like had people to play with, I would most likely play with like Lethal Company, Scribble.io, games like that that are just super, super funny to play with like friends.
Yeah.
Or whatever the one is called. I don't know if it's called Scribble.io, but it's the one where it's like, you write down a prompt, and then you drop it, and then you draw it, and then somebody has to guess.
Gartic Phone.
Mm.
Dude,
I love
party
Gartic
games
phone.
Are amazing.
Party game.
Jackbox. Gartic
oh, Jackbox. Phone. Any Jackbox games
yeah.
are so much fun.
Jackbox, man, you could have so much fun. You can just sit down and play the same game with the same rules.
You can
over
play for hours. You can play for hours.
It is
always you have the right
different.
People.
Yeah.
You can play for hours.
You can have a massive party, get some snacks, get some drinks. Start playing a game. That's the thing that makes party games amazing. Me, personally, I like action.
Yes.
I like jumping into a game, having it be quick, fast, and just a whole bunch of things happening. So I'm usually an FPS enjoyer,
yeah.
playing a lot of Overwatch, Borderlands. Not really proud of that first one I just said.
Overwatch?
Overwatch,
Overwatch is pretty okay.
It was an addiction of mine for a long time. I used to play it a ton.
I have like 70 hours on Hamster.
Mm-hmm. I have about 50 on almost every tank.
Ooh.
Like I said, it was an addiction for a while. I, however, tank dropped player. It. Same with Destiny. Destiny, I played a lot of.
Is really hard to get into.
It's really tough to get into.
And once you're in, you're not out. You constantly play it.
And I guess I've also been trying to get more into the Souls-like genre.
Those are fun.
Because
Elden Ring,
Lies of P,
all of the Souls.
Original Dark Souls, except you can't play through Bloodborne because it's a PlayStation exclusive. Why is it still?
Oh,
I don't know.
It needs to be ported to PC.
Hold it.
Okay, stop. Stop
Hold
showing
it.
Me the yo.
Uh-oh. Hold it.
Okay. You've been rejected, Mike. Privileges.
Ooh, timeout.
Yep, you're in the timeout chair. Stay in your timeout chair.
He's leaned back. He's enjoying his timeout.
What's that, Brody? You want to say something? What? You don't like being in timeout? Oh my gosh! What are you? Oh my god!
And tears rolling down his face. Really excessive.
Really, genuinely is. Where are you going? Hey, what is that? Hey. Hey! Stop that! Stop it! All right.
He left.
You're out of timeout now.
I am? Oh,
yeah.
I'm back.
That was scary. You scare me, Brody.
I'm okay.
Anyways, what about you, Gabe?
Hello.
What's something that you agree on in the video game genre that we all kind of can connect to?
I like real-time stuff. Like
Yuri Lowenthal is the best voice actor this year. Should have won voice actor of the year. Am I wrong?
Who played Aunt Fanny?
What?
I'm trying to remember.
From Robots?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Robin
Jennifer
Williams?
Coolidge.
It
Jennifer
was,
Coolidge
yeah.
is the voice actor ever.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a video game thing, though.
I like, okay, going back, real-time stuff?
Real-time
stuff.
That,
like,
so give an example. Like.
Have you ever played Detroit Become Human?
Yes.
Oh, you mean
like Telltale, Telltale kind of games?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Walking Dead games.
Stuff like that, where your reaction mattered.
Tales from the Borderlands.
You've
never
played
that one?
Never played that one.
Yeah, don't play new Tales from the Borderlands. It's not as good as the old ones.
I don't know.
I've played so many of those, I'm not going to lie. I played Detroit. Which is amazing.
It is.
It's the best one out of all of them.
Good one.
But when you get into like Telltale, it's okay. I played Walking Dead, The Batman. Oh, am I loud?
Just a tiny bit. Don't worry.
Just a little.
Batman.
You're fine where you are.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I played that one.
Oh, I played that too. That was so good.
It's very good. I think that's it. I think I played those three. Because Telltale shut down, unfortunately.
What?
I think they did. Or they've been... Either they were shut down or they were bought.
Telltale out. Is a genre.
Telltale is also a company.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Telltale is a company. Telltale Games, I think that's what it's called.
I thought it was just like a genre of games. I didn't know it was like an actual thing.
No, yeah,
dang.
It's an actual company.
Well, I guess you learn something new every day. See, there's a little bit of education on all
I'm like, yeah, I'm like 99% sure it's a company. You could look that up, Gage.
All right.
I could.
Is Telltale a company?
Look it up. We got our...
I'm going to feel stupid if it's not.
Head of research over here, Gabe Heiser.
Hello.
Discovering if Telltale is, in fact, a company in and of itself or just a genre of video games. We'll find out on the next episode of... We're not done
wait,
yet.
Wait.
We're not done yet.
Wait. No, wait.
LCG Entertainment, Inc. Doing business as Telltale
Games,
Telltale Games, an American video game developer and publisher based in Malibu, California.
He's right.
Come on.
It's an independent developer and publisher.
Yeah, it's a whole big thing. But I think they shut down. Or they were bought out and they're back. But at one point, they were not making games anymore.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't know. How many games did they make? I know they've at least made like three.
I think they... like disbanded in August 2019.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
No,
yeah, they were
like
good games.
They were coming back together as Telltale Games.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, I heard they were coming back, which is nice. I like those games. Games are good.
Indeed, video games are astounding. I don't know.
Video games. Batman.
A lot of the new games have been
Batman: Walking Dead.
Yep. The Wolf Among Us 2.
Never played that one. Oh, they did. They made a Game of Thrones one. I know they made a Game of Thrones one.
How'd that one do?
It was really good.
Oh, really?
I've heard it was really good. My parents played it. My mom played it and stepdad.
There's at least six.
Your parents played
at least six.
I'm not.
I've only played three.
I'm reading games
because I've played Batman, Guardians of the Galaxy, Walking Dead. Yeah. I've always wanted to play the fourth one, which is Game of Thrones, but I never played it.
Yeah, no, the only one I've played out of the group is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures.
You're kidding.
Nope, they made it.
Oh my gosh, I've got to download that tonight.
It's the animation style, though.
Wallace and Gromit's...
What's that?
Animated Adventure. Is that what you just said?
Yep.
I am downloading that and playing that tonight.
Oh.
It's on Steam.
It's on Steam? Only
on Steam.
Is it not on Xbox?
I don't know. Xbox.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Dang it, man. Well, that's unfortunate.
Crowd play. Huh. That's kind of interesting, though.
You know what else is interesting? The people hearing this are listening on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Listening on Off the Rails.
That is pretty interesting.
They are learning video games. The people who know nothing, absolutely nothing about video games, are learning something about them.
Did you see that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 2 got pushed back?
Again?
Again?
I don't know if it got pushed back again, but I think it's like 2025, 2026.
Yeah, they said it was inevitably delayed until they could like polish it.
I think they made a date, which is like summer of 2026.
March 13th, I think.
Yeah.
Man.
It's going to be a while.
I love pushbacks.
It makes the movie better.
I know it does.
Also, the writers and actors are getting paid fairly now, and that's all I care about. If the actors and writers aren't getting paid fairly, then we're not going to have movies. I'd rather have the strike than I would have had bad movies written by AI.
This kind of thing leads me to the next segment.
Ooh.
I have a very important question for you two.
Okay.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games?
No. Give me all. If you finish this question, I might actually leave this. I've heard this question too many times.
Or unlimited games but no games.
Games unlimited games but no bacon, or bacon unlimited bacon but no games.
Bacon.
Bacon.
You would take unlimited bacon but no games? But listen, if you go with the other option, you get unlimited games.
No, but you don't get games.
No games.
But the unlimited
games.
But
you don't get
still.
Games.
What do you
games unlimited?
Unlimited games, but no games. Games. But no games.
You'd rather take bacon.
Yes.
But have no games.
Have bacon,
yes.
Either way.
No but games, but bacon,
than
please.
Just have games, but no games.
Please, just give me bacon. Can we please move on? Just
I
give
can
me bacon.
Sell my bacon because I have unlimited bacon, so I can sell it.
Yeah, you have unlimited bacon. I'm gonna make a bacon business.
Yeah, but. You can never buy games.
But then you can buy games with the money you get from bacon.
No, but you can't have games.
You can't have
you
games.
You can't play them. They're not in your vicinity. You
okay,
can't
then
have
that's
them.
Fine. I'll just watch TikTok for the rest of my life. Watch playthroughs.
That is sad.
I'd rather be a billionaire.
You would rather
a bacon billionaire.
You'd rather sit on your phone and watch 10, 20, 15-second clips all stitched together.
You could watch people play games.
Yeah, you can watch. So yeah. I'll just watch people play my favorite games.
You could have other people play for you.
I could.
Order them around.
I could.
You take a left.
You
but
can.
I would be a billionaire because I'd be selling so much bacon.
Oh, really?
What if people didn't like bacon enough to turn you into a billionaire?
But if
I feel like people like bacon cakes. I feel like enough people like bacon.
But hear me on this. If you had unlimited games, but no games, you could sell those games.
But you can play them. There's no point.
But then it's just games.
It's
just games. Just sitting in your room.
Yep.
Constantly piling up. There's a new one.
That was louder than I thought it would be.
I'm awake.
Are you now?
No.
Because I don't think you heard the question, Gabe.
What was the question?
Bacon.
Would you rather have unlimited
bacon?
No!
Stop.
But no games.
Take
unlimited
it back.
Games,
take it
no
back
bacon.
Right now.
Okay. I'll
where did you
back.
See this question, Pierman?
Where did I see this question?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it.
On what part of the internet did you see this question?
YouTube.
Oh.
On what channel did you see this question?
Flat.
Okay, gotcha.
Well,
so I figured.
Where else? That's the only. He's the only guy I ever thought of to actually sit down and ask that question to somebody in an interview.
But it's not.
It's a really good question. It really makes the mind think, what are games? And what is unlimited games? What is unlimited bacon?
Too much bacon, probably.
And what would happen to somebody with no bacon? And what would happen to somebody with no games?
Both would lead to existential dread and depression.
Where's the correct sound effect? I need it.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. We need bacon and games. Otherwise, life is no longer bearable.
There you go. Correct.
Woohoo.
We don't... Is there a woohoo?
Probably.
I think there's a Homer woohoo.
Mario
woohoo. There's a Homer.
There's a woohoo. Homer?
Homer?
We got Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, no, I can't find Homer. He'll show up at some point. I believe it. Homer Simpson always shows up.
Yeah.
You guys ever watch The Simpsons? Just like sit down and binge watch it?
Nope. I've never binge watched it, but I always watched it with my dad when I was younger.
Why?
Shout out Pops.
Why would you sit down and binge watch The Simpsons?
Because it's a good show.
The first seasons were, yeah. But it gradually got worse and worse as time went on.
That's just how every show is when it lasts over 2 decades.
I have the first 2 seasons of Family Guy on DVD.
On DVD?
On DVD.
What about VHS?
DVD.
I have Titanic on VHS.
You have the Titanic on VHS?
I do.
I had a whole shelf probably as tall as where that banner stops behind you.
I'm going to say...
And it was all VHSs.
5'8".
Honestly, I believe that we should bring back VHS.
No, so the issue with VHS is they deteriorate. It is taller than you. How tall are you? 6 foot. He's taller than me, so I'm going to say 6'4".
Yeah, it's about 6 foot. I'm 6 foot.
Congratulations.
I'm being for real, I'm 5'11".
Womp womp.
Man, I'm 5'10".
Man, that's crazy.
Listen, I'm 5'6½", which is very weird number, so you gotta round it up to 5'7".
I thought you were 5'12".
5'7" is also an odd number, so you gotta round that up to the tens. So now I'm 5'10", but the thing is, 5'10" is just shy of 6 foot, so you can really just say I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
You know,
his logic makes
sense.
Go
with that.
Unflawed.
Listen. Some flawed, definitely.
I thought
you know, it's a whole foot taller than what you actually are, but...
Yeah. I'm not 5'5", I'm 5'6½". I will die on that hill.
5'6½".
For the longest time, I thought it was 7 foot. Not... Okay, no, no,
yeah.
Wait, no. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is I, for the longest time, thought I was just 5'7". But,
No, you shrunk.
Shrunk.
I'm short. I am a small man, apparently.
We dropped a comically large anvil on your head, and you lost 2 inches.
No.
Skrunk. He skrunk.
You did.
What? What?
He skrunk.
Do you ever wish we were in a squash and squish whatever, like, show?
What are you talking
what
about?
What are you like talking about, Jared, Kate?
You know?
Like like where it's like squish. Unrealistic and stuff?
So like,
I mean, yeah. Because it'd be funny.
Like a slapstick comedy?
Yes.
We can do that right now. I could just jump across the
board. Yeah, but you can't drop an anvil on somebody's head without critically damaging them.
Irreparable harm.
I can throw a mug at your head.
It still cause massive damage.
I mean, unless he just, you know, tanks it out. You can do that, can't you?
I mean, most people would because they're not going to expect a coffee mug to come flying at their face.
Well, I mean, if you expect it, then you have more time to prepare for it and you can actually deal with it. So what I'm saying, Gabe, is that if I threw something at your head right now, it would make a comically loud thunk.
That's if it hit me. If I had time to prepare, it probably wouldn't hit me.
It most certainly.
Gage with prep time wins every time. All right.
Are you ready, Gabe?
No.
All right. Here comes the thermonuclear bomb.
Don't do it.
Do we have
Gage is no longer with us.
Yeah, unfortunate. We have, however, replaced him with a crying, coughing baby.
No.
Okay. And what made you really feel that way?
I think it was the thermonuclear bomb going off in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
That is.
It's a thermonuclear bomb.
So sorry, but it was really unsettling.
You're apologizing for exploding.
Mm-hmm.
That is That is a new level of apologizing.
Make the baby crying sound effect with my mouth.
Do not.
Where?
Oh my.
So sorry.
Where?
Oh my. Officer. Officer, arrest these two.
Nuh-uh.
No.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Well, two.
I plead the second.
Bad.
What? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Anyways, moving forward. Gabe, I want to talk about that candy again.
Hello.
It is gone now.
Yeah?
It's gone.
Completely eaten.
How would you evaporated. Rate it out of
10? Rate it out of 10. Okay. I would rate it stages out of 10.
Okay.
Right. Each stage.
How many stages are there?
There's three.
Okay.
The first stage is the salty stage.
Right.
It's the instant you put it in your mouth. It tastes like rock salt,
mm-hmm.
which is very strange, but it's not so strong of a salt that you can't deal with it. Of course, you got to have a little water, or else it tastes very odd.
I gave it to my parents, and they both had to spit it out.
They both spat it out? Why? Yep. Which one did you give them?
The one that I gave you.
Wow.
The silly watermelon candy that had a very salty exterior.
Okay, anyways. So first stage, very salty. I'd rate it a 3. It's not the best. Mm-hmm. Second stage is when it gets a little spicy and there is some watermelon flavor. It's very weird, but I'm still not a fan. 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Final stage, all that is gone. You are just left with watermelon candy. And it tastes really sweet. 8
after
out of 10.
After the salty, it really like...
It levels up.
Yeah.
It immensely. It's like...
How would you rate a watermelon Jolly Rancher?
Watermelon Jolly Rancher? Compared to a watermelon Jolly Rancher, thing is about the Jolly Rancher is Jolly Ranchers are good all the time.
Mm.
Anytime, every time. You can
rate the Jolly Rancher flavors.
Rate the Jolly Rancher flavors? Well, bring in a giant bag of them. And
we'll all just start
eating them. Yeah, exactly.
See who has the best like
flavor of
jaw
candy?
Strength. Start chewing them.
Oh, you guys never done that? Chewing your Jolly Ranchers.
Trust me.
I chipped one of my teeth once, but it was one of my baby teeth.
Yeah,
you were chewing Jolly Ranchers.
Yep. Dude. As a kid.
Loud. That's crazy.
Anytime I ever have Jolly Ranchers, I just kind of set them in between my teeth, let sit there. So that I've got a connection, like kind of like a bridge between my top and bottom teeth. And
then you can't talk.
And then I can't talk. And so my mouth gets stuck like this. And I just kind of have to talk like this the entire time. Because there's Jolly Ranchers stuck between my teeth.
You kind of look like a ventriloquist.
Is that supposed to be an insult?
Like, when you were talking like that, it made me think of a ventriloquist. Like, with the little, like... Puppet.
Talk to you like this. I don't know how to do this. It's hard.
Yeah, dude, he's like not moving his mouth.
You sound like you got like your lips numbed. Like you got a Botox injection.
My whole jaw is numbed.
No, why?
It's not. I have forgot my. Have you guys gotten your whole jaws numb before?
No.
Oh, you guys are missing out.
Why?
It's fun.
I can't
smile or feel your face for an hour. It's so much fun.
I have not had that happen. But
isn't
one of
they stick a needle. They stick a needle in your jaw and it just goes numb.
I've never had that happen, but I have had one of my buddies back at Tri-West. He gave me a cough drop, and I didn't know it was supposed to be like a mouth-soothing cough drop. Like, it numbs your mouth and your throat if you're having, like, throat pain. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that, so I ate it before I had to do a speech because I was thinking, okay, it's going to be soothing, it's going to be relaxing, and I could feel the dangly thing in the back of my throat. Like, it's not a sense of...
What's it called?
It's... Uvula?
Uvula.
Yeah, uvula. The funny dangly thing in the back of your throat. I could feel it, but at the same time, it was numb. Which was so... Like, my throat ceased to feel like it was functioning while it was still functioning. It was such a weird feeling. I would not recommend it for anybody.
Did you have to, like, manually breathe?
No, I didn't have to manually breathe, but, like, swallowing was not... fun. It was
not
good.
Why did you show him? Let me see.
He's doing something, I guess.
I'm negotiating with Bear Man Silent.
I can't feel my...
Yep.
What are you negotiating with me?
I'm negotiating this next song. We only have about 2 minutes left on the show.
We do. Which sucks. It really sucks. Because I'm here. I'm talking.
We're here all day. We're actually trapped in the studio 24/7.
Yeah, literally. Infinite time loop.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say the song
was? It's like a paradox. Everybody's trapped in here, but nobody's trapped in here at the same time.
Yeah, we have unlimited on-air time, but no on-air time.
All right.
Unlimited air, but no air.
Or air.
air, no air. Hey, bacon.
Gabe, I'm sorry to say, but the song.
Bacon, but no air. Or air, but no air.
Do we have The Weeknd?
Yeah.
The Week.
Can you check The Weeknd for me, please? How close is The Weeknd, Pearman?
We're halfway through.
We're halfway through.
It's almost
time. I think I spelled The Weeknd wrong.
How do you spell The Weeknd?
How do you spell The Weeknd?
I don't know. They named
W E E K.
I spelled The Weeknd, but they're not here. They're not here.
We don't have any Weeknd. We don't have The Weeknd songs.
We do have The Weeknd. I think that they just spell it weird.
How would you spell The Weeknd right?
I don't know. The way it's normally spelled?
Brody.
Don't.
Can you believe this guy?
Don't. Don't even look at me. I don't. Pearman. Do you need help over there?
No, I am fine. I am perfectly fine.
You find
it? Like a champ.
Yep.
He's really working hard.
He's working real, real hard.
Okay.
Working hard or
hard? I think we're good. We're fine.
All right.
Perfectly, perfectly fine.
Okay.
Well.
Well?
Well.
What?
It's 9:15.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, everybody. My time's up. Our time is up. We're not allowed to be on air any longer. I'm sorry. Thank you all for joining us on Off the Rails. We hope you all had an amazing time.